One of them said, "Mom, why didn't Noah just go ahead and kill all the spiders when he had a chance?" "Did Dad make you marry him?" "Ouch." One of them pointed out this. Lot's wife looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. Mom looked back and turned into a lamp pole. Oops. I just thought I would bring you down on those. Thought I would do that. Now, we're looking at Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. I won't read the whole passage, but I think that it's well worth being read. The thing that you've got to notice about this is that this is called Lemuel's epilogue. Wife of a noble character. They're noble, of noble character. It has 22 verses. Now, you may not find it in your Bible, but in the Hebrew Bible, it has 22 verses, and each verse starts with the next letter in the alphabet going down. I'll tell you, that took somebody a long time to get it right, and he did. He says, "A wife of noble character who can find. She's worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good and not harm." Then I want you to look over to probably verse 26 or 27. I think that's where it is. Well, let's just go to 26. "She speaks with wisdom and full instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, as he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward that she has earned, and let her works bring her praise in the city gate." When you think about the ideal woman, you really kind of have to bring that in today's society, don't you? Because in that society, women did not have much freedom. And, you know, women often were treated as not very much. But it is the Scripture that has elevated women to where they should be. And then Jesus Christ and Paul both elevated women to the highest place. And you'll take a look. If you want to go to Romans 15 and find out how many people Paul mentions in Romans, you got to find out that there's a deaconess in there. And, you know, that just really chokes a lot of people. "You mean there are deaconesses?" Well, Phoebe was one. And when I got to University Baptist Church, I had no idea that I had 45 deaconesses in that church already. They were service. They did the work of a deacon. And I had about that many men who were deacons. And so you look at that and you realize, you know, this is Texas. We don't do that. Well, yeah, sometimes we do. Two neighborhood women were walking down the street, down the sidewalk one Sunday afternoon, summer afternoon, and came to Henry Smith's house. They were aghast. The yard grass was knee-high. Coke bottles and paper and trash littered the porch. And through the front window, Henry's bare feet protruded slightly out the window, and he was sound asleep. Said one woman to the other, "I see that Lottie Smith is still away." Yeah, that happens. Well, this passage talks a lot about women and their importance. You take a look at this, and it says, the ideal woman is epitomized by this proverb, by what you see in this. She is of great worth. It is important that we recognize that for this writer and this part of Scripture, she is of great value. Not only that, she's more precious than precious stones or anything. She is a perfect partner, and she does good. When you read about it, you'll find in those verses 10 through 31 that she is the perfect partner, and she does do good, and she works hard for the family. I don't know a mother that doesn't work hard for their family. Not if she's worth anything, because that family is first. It's the reason I thought this thing that Stephanie sang, I thought that said a volume. Moses was a little baby, had no future, and she was willing to give it to God. Send it down the Nile. Guess what? She got to raise her child. He got the best education in the world, and he became a spokesman for God himself. And it is amazing what Moses was able to do. And it started with a mother putting him first, knowing full well that he would float right down the Nile, and one of those fine ladies, maybe the princess, would notice that. And she did. And as you think about that, it is amazing what they can do. And so this says, this woman, she is a good family manager. She's a good family planner. Do you have to have a calendar on the wall? And most of us have raised our children. And now probably some of us are having our own children try to raise us. You know, they really do. They put us in, and you got the calendar, and you've got to get it right. But it amazes me, as busy as our society is, mothers have calendars so that for each child. They've got to have a schedule for each child, because the schedules are horrendous. But it's just a good manager. That's it. And this says, their children arise and call her blessed or blessed. Remember, I don't know how many years ago it was, but we had a wonderful family in our church. The mother and the father were excellent people. The father died, and mom was in bad shape, and she had to have a caretaker, and her kids had to come over and look after her pretty regularly. And I was there one afternoon while the daughter was there helping to take care of her. And mom did not want to eat what was on her plate. Do we have any moms like that? I don't want that to eat. She didn't say anything. She just didn't want it. And I remember her daughter finally walked over and said, "Mom, if you don't eat this, I will not rise up and call you blessed." And you know what? She ate it. She really wanted to be called blessed. And I think that's a good thing. So you look at that and realize that the husband also praises her. That's in this text. This woman fears the Lord and is to be praised, this says. As you come down, the ideal woman is that In any generation, every generation, there is an ideal for the woman. Do you realize in Texas Baptist history, if it were not for the women, we wouldn't have any churches? Back in those early days, when they had to defend the place, when they had to do the crops and do all the other things, it was the women in Texas that made sure that we had churches. And some of those are still there and still around. I was in Huntsville as doing one of these, and it is amazing how many women had a major role in the life of that church. And it's 170 years old, several years ago. And so it's been there a long time. And I know today there are some people who would like to see that the women are quiet and sitting. Not me. I want to put them to work. I want them to work because they know how to do it and I don't. And it is amazing when we look at this and realize how much they are to be praised. The ideal woman is one who maintains her personal attractiveness. Her personal attractiveness. Do you have an arsenal in your bathroom of stuff that guys don't have any idea what it is to put on and what you have to do to your face? And do you have any of that? I tell you what, I bet every family around here has that. I don't care whether you own up to it or not. Because women like to look good. I think we got some pretty good lookers in here, don't you? You dress up very nicely, and I like that. And so we look at that and realize that the ideal woman maintains her personal attractiveness. This says she knows how to clothe herself eloquently. She makes her own clothes. Now, I don't know that we have many can do that anymore. You know, some of us really lost. My mother was a seamstress and made a living with that until she just couldn't anymore. Mary's mom was a home ec teacher, and she knew how to sew, and she knew how to dress her kids. We don't have very many people around here who know how to sew. How many of you know how to sew? All right, everybody look around. You got somebody who'll sew up your stitch it up. They'll stitch it up for you. But you know, even at that, the attractiveness and the being fashionable, that's important. And that's important for us men to realize. That's important to her. And so we need to provide everything we can. I don't care what it costs, get it. And that you'll be favored for doing so. The second thing that it points out very clearly, she maintains a spiritual and intellectual attractiveness. Spiritual attractiveness. Bible study, Bible reading, prayer, all of these things that are very personal. Just think about what the women can do. She maintains all of this. In Psalm 45:13, it says, "The king's daughter is all glorious within." What does that mean, to be glorious within? Mary and I have noticed that as we get older, I got a little too much skin in some places, not enough in the others. One person said this: beauty is skin deep, but ugly goes to the bone. There's outer beauty and there's inner beauty. And I guarantee you, as you live together and you grow together and you grow old together, you learn to realize like it. The main thing is we're still standing. And so you look at that. Second thing is the ideal woman sustains constant industriousness. In other words, she stays busy. She provides for her family, it says. That's food and clothing. She develops business ability and makes a wise investment. Tell you, there's a lot to be said there about the partnership that you have. And a wife and a mother loves to make those kind of investments in her life and in the life of her family members. She is busy making all kinds of investments. She does not hesitate to work. I have a lot of trouble getting my wife to just sit down for a little while. We have family coming today, and we think they'll be there before we get there. And they'll have the house rearranged everywhere. And my wife has spent hours getting ready for this, and they said, just send a note. We're coming to your house. We're bringing all the food, and we're going to have a party. And we've spent all week trying to get ready for that. Batting down the hatches, can't hide. It's what you do. It's just that. And you notice this says she doesn't hesitate to work, and her family benefits from her desire to provide for them. The thing that I'm most grateful for, my wife has been a school teacher. She spent years in the classroom. She did that so that I could be a minister. She did that while I went through seminary. She put me through for 3 degrees. I tell you, that's a chore. And then all the ski trips in the world because of all the kids that we had to go teach to ski. And all the camp outs and all the stuff that we had to do, and we had to drag our kids with us, and you know, they thrived. It's because of her. And I have a feeling you have the same testimony. I think you'll notice in your life how you can benefit through this, and the family benefits from the wise word and her personal kindness. In other words, you're supposed to be kind to one another. That's the first thing you learn whenever you're memorizing scripture, isn't it? Be kind one to another. But that's a heavy thing to learn. And so you look at this, and the ideal woman enables family success. We didn't really have much choice in who our kids married. You know, they just somehow didn't want us interfering. Have you been there? Yeah. But you know, I think our sons had an ideal of what they were looking for. And they did. And they're being very successful. And I think that there's a lot to be said for right there as we make those investments. Family success. Her family feels secure by her help. She sees their future is made secure. We did everything we could to help our children. But you know, now our children are doing everything they can to help us because we're way beyond help. But they're there for us. And her family benefits from her wise word, her personal kindness, and her knowledge of God's law, God's word. And so there's a lot to be said. And you know what's really nice today? When you have computers and you have telephones, you can stay connected. You can stay connected. As far away as they can be, you can stay connected. Have a grandson that is all over the world. He has a job that takes him to high-end hotels where he trains everybody to use the computer, the one with their program in it. And he was in Sri Lanka not long ago. I don't even know where that is. Well, we looked it up. We don't know. He's always somewhere. But you know, he'll be home long, before long. He'll get tired of being away. He comes home. He has a twin sister. You know, you can't hardly divide twins. They just kind of gravitate together. And so we look at this and realize that a woman literally is able to benefit a family just by helping them become all that they can be. She knows their future is secure, and they benefit from her wise words and her prayer and her kindness. That's the ideal. And then the ideal woman achieves lasting blessedness. Her works praise her. You don't have to have somebody saying it. Her works praise her. And then it goes on, her husband and her children will praise her. And in reality, when you look at this, the woman that is the ideal will find great fulfillment in God's way and God's world and God's place in their lives. I'm going to invite you for an invitation now. If you need to join this church, and we have a young man right here that's shown you the way. If you need to join, we need you to come today. If you need to come and pray, we want you to pray. If you just want to come and thank God for what we have, this is the place. Would you stand with me and let's sing Nothing Just As I Am, and you come right now as the Lord leads you.
Just as